Good morning, listeners. Since we started looking at Ephesians 6, verses 10 to 20, we looked at know your God, know your enemy, and be strong in the Lord. Paul now introduces us to the armor of God. He says, take unto you the whole armor of God, that he may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. When we looked at the enemy the last time, we know that our efforts against this enemy is useless. So it is important that we are properly clothed so that we can stand against the wiles of the devil. The word wiles mean cunning, crafty arts, and strategies. In verse 11, Paul has given us the purpose of the armor of God. And that purpose is to stand against the craftiness of the devil, the cunningness, and his strategies. Without the strength of God and the protection of a spiritual armor, it is impossible to stand against the attacks of a spiritual enemy. Hence, Paul says that you may be able to withstand in the evil day and having done all to stand. So Paul starts with the belt of truth. Back in Paul's days, the men wore long robes or tunic or cloaks. A long robe would make it difficult for them to move. They would trip over their robes in battle. So what the soldiers would do is to take a belt to fasten all the excess fabric more tightly to their bodies. That's why the older King James Version would say, gird up your loins with truth. Girding up their loins with the belt would allow the soldiers to feel free and ready for the fight, ready for the action. You and I need the belt of truth to help us to feel free. We are reminded in scriptures that who the Son has set free is free indeed. When we are girded up with the belt of truth, we are no longer entangled by and with the world's deception. We are ready for the fight and ready for the action. We are ready to stand up for the truth. The Ephesians church was not a perfect church, and the enemy was at work in the church. They struggled in several areas. They lacked humility, they lacked love, they lacked unity, and they were not gentle and patient with each other. So Paul encourages them in Ephesians 4:15 to speak the truth in love. There are times when, yes, we speak the truth in love to each other. But how do we speak the truth? The God that we serve is a God of truth. And if we're going to be like him, we too must be people of truth. A people who speak the truth in love. A people that stands for truth. Speaking the truth at times will cause offense, but we will have to do it anyway. The Bible tells us that when John the Baptist approached Herod in Luke 3 verse 19, he was along with Herodias, his brother's wife, among many other things that he did. But when John the Baptist confronted him with the truth, John the Baptist was placed in prison, and eventually it cost him his life. The question is, are we prepared to pay the price for speaking the truth against the ills of society, speaking up for the oppressed, the downtrodden, against the corruption in high and low places? Are we willing to lay down our lives for the truth? Are we ready to declare the truth of God's word, that there is only one true and living God, and his name is Jesus Christ? When we are challenged by the many religious teaching and erroneous doctrines around us, are we willing to speak the truth of God's word? Yes, you might lose friends, you might make enemies, but speak the truth anyway. Stand for the truth. The church, the people of God, must be the voice of truth in society. We must not only be willing to tell the truth, but we must also be willing to hear the truth as well. Some people are good at telling the truth, but they are not willing to hear the truth. Nobody's perfect, and we will mess up at times. But when we mess up, when we make mistakes, let us put on the girdle of truth and declare that we have fallen. Let us speak truth one to another and confess our faults one to another. We must not only speak the truth and hear the truth, we must speak the truth to God. One asks the question, how can we lie to God? We can't, but people still do try it anyway. In Acts 5, 1-5, Peter asks the question of Ananias and Sapphira, why has Satan filled thine heart to lie to the Holy Spirit? Let us not only speak the truth to others, let us not only speak the truth to ourselves, but let us live a life of truth in the presence of a holy and righteous God, in the presence of a God who is the truth. Amen.